W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The House investigators of the January 6th riot by supporters of then-President Donald Trump finished their public work Monday afternoon.
It's expected the House Select January 6th Committee at this final public business meeting will make a vote for a formal criminal referral against former President Trump. In their previous legal filings, they've already accused Trump of obstruction of an official proceeding. And though a referral is not binding on the Justice Department, the committee believes its 18-month investigation has given their opinion quite a bit of weight.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane. A Phoenix to Hawaii jetliner hit severe turbulence nearing Honolulu. 11 people were seriously hurt. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Director Jim Ireland.
We had some patients with lacerations, including to the head. Definitely bumps and bruises. A large number of people, somewhere around maybe 10 or so, were experienced nausea and vomiting.
In Canada, where these kinds of incidents are rare, 5 people were shot and killed in a condominium unit in a Toronto suburb. The gunman was killed by police. What can pre-holiday travelers expect weather-wise ahead of Christmas? A blast of Arctic air over much of the country.
Looks like a very strong front passes through early to midweek, and the coldest air seems to get into the southeast Friday and Saturday. So that would be the 23rd and Christmas Eve.
David Roth is a forecaster with the Weather Prediction Center. Cold weather very much a factor now along the Texas-Mexican border, dealing with many migrants more expected. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez on Face the Nation.
We're not even at the worst of it yet. Hundreds of people stuck in a small area is not good for everyone. What I also saw was people without socks and jackets. It's going to be, in the teens later this week. So it's a very sad situation all the way around.
Argentina broke out in World Cup victory celebrations. France, not so much.
In the end, French fans who had gathered on a cold Champs-Élysées had to accept it just wasn't their day.
Yeah, of course, we're a bit, disappointed, but super proud of the group, really.
35-year-old Messi and 23-year-old Mbappe are teammates at Paris Saint-Germain. But their showdown here was a dream for Qatar. It spent more than $200 billion hosting this tournament, while deflecting accusations of bribery, mistreatment of migrant workers who built its stadiums, and other human rights violations.
CBS News correspondent Roxana Saberi. In Asia, a Thai Navy ship has sunk. Dozens of sailors who had been aboard it are missing. Asian and Pacific financial markets are lower, a couple of them pretty sharply. U.S. market futures pointing up, Dow futures up just about 6 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's not- Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2. Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAU.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We actually got out there, fought for working families, and delivered for working families. So even though it was just 2 years, and even though we had the skinniest possible majority in the Senate, we nonetheless, as Democrats, pulled together just enough to be able to deliver for working families. And that gave us something to run on in the midterms. It really is the reminder, good policies are good politics.
Senator Professor Warren.
She's good.
Oh, she is. Yes. She is. Okay. Millennial Falcon tweets, whoever tweeted fragile narcissist buys criticism factory, I want you to know I remember those words and laugh every day.
That's true.
Yeah. Travis, you were just saying, beyond the hilarious grift that we've only just stopped laughing for a moment about the NFTs, that's really quite serious now that Musk has banned journalists. Bunch of CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, Mashable, Aaron Rupar.
Yeah, well, we were talking about him here. Aaron Rupar, he's an independent journalist. His Twitter feed is like a record of all of the stuff that has gone on for like how many years now. Right. And so like literally
they were all either writing stories or commenting on Musk's content moderation policies. As, you know, and so, the guy that said, I bought it because I believe in free speech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he called himself a free speech absolutist.
Yes.
Except for when it pertains to
him.
Yes.
Yeah.
His friend. And he seems to be being as helpful to Vladimir Putin as is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. By the way, speaking of the Stephanie Miller Show being right, well, mostly, you know.
Stephanie Miller.
Being right about everything.
Everything?
What this time?
Rob tweeted, oh my God, Kirsten Sinema really is the manager of a fashion bug.
Yeah.
Has
it been like... Totally confirmed.
Speaking of cheap,
grifters, it seems like it's like pretty like,
yeah.
Speaking of cheap money grubbing grifters, I don't know. Yeah, well, we don't. This was in where was this? Slate, Kirsten Sinema. I think I found the senator's side hustle. It's perfect. So it's Facebook,
like Facebook Marketplace.
She's selling stuff on Facebook, which is just
her gently worn clothing,
right.
Stephanie, are you bidding?
It's 11 a.m. on Tuesday. I'm exchanging Facebook messages with Arizona Senator Kirsten Sinema about a lightly used pair of Badgley Mischka heels. And she does the whole back and forth. This is far from the only listing of secondhand clothes this year. Kirsten Sinema has posted. The user is currently hawking. Oh, hang on. Let me get my infomercial. Oh, do you have infomercial music? Sure.
Sure.
She's currently hawking, among other things, $215 cycling ensemble, $25 trucker hat, $150 stainless steel watch, $150 fitness tracker ring, $80 cycling jersey, $500 bicycle travel case. She's also sold a $100 pair of sunglasses, $50 puffer jacket, $75 pairs of high heel boots, $75 cycling bib, $60
She's
Lululemon
a bicyclist,
raincoat.
Stephanie.
Yes.
I mean, this all tracks.
Uh-huh.
Right. Some of the things were ranged from never worn to in great condition. Okay. Is that just her being eccentric and quirky? Or...
or preparing for a job at Fashion Bug?
Yeah.
Or preparing.
Well, she's had to catalog all
said.
Of this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. I'm just saying.
She's good at inventory control.
Yeah.
She knows how to put something on sale. I mean, this
she knows how to display it.
This is manager material, Fashion Bug. I hope you're paying attention.
Yeah. Christown Mall. Hello. For those of you who thought she had no relevant experience.
You know what? I bet you there's plenty of empty storefronts at the Christown Mall.
There
that
are.
She could open
Believe
a,
me.
That
there
she
are.
Could open a store.
Yeah, right near the Burlington Coat Factory.
Why sell on Facebook when you can open a store at the Christown Mall?
And the sad Macy's.
Yes. No, they.
It's play a pennies.
The Dillard's that was at Christown Mall, it's since closed, but the Dillard's was their clearance Dillard's, where all of the inventory from the rest of the Dillard's in the Phoenix area went to die.
That's what she is. She's the clearance manager in Dillard's.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hi, Sue in Rockville. Hi.
Hello. Well, hello.
Hello.
Happy vacation. Thank Merry you. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Thank you.
And I have to just say, I just want people to keep in mind, they may have sold out all 45,000 NFTs, but they probably bought them themselves. So you've got millions sitting in that pack. You know, this is exactly what right-wing and GOP do when they write books. They buy them up in bulk to drive up the numbers on the Amazon list, the bestseller list, and then they throw them out and they pulp them. They send them to recycling centers.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get too excited. I mean, listen, grifters are going to grift, and his people are stupid enough to still send him money. It's on them. I don't care. But I'm not so sure where that money came from. I check his pack before I do anything else.
Yeah.
And while I want you, and listen, guys, I want you to have a fabulous time and enjoy it all. But I do have a little work for you.
Uh-oh.
You guys have got to migrate at least open accounts over on Mastodon and Post, and make sure you don't, because you're up next to get silenced on Twitter. And all of your MOOCs are slowly moving over to these different other things. And
yes,
most
Travis,
of us are like Post.
They're
and
scattering.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't like that.
I did sign up on Post, actually. I got
I
my Post account
Post, too. I haven't posted there, but
yeah,
I said
I'm too busy working on my NFT.
Let us know.
Yes, we will. All right. I'm too busy working on my NFT. Is somebody working on that? On my fungible something?
A friend of mine is
great.
Coming
fantastic.
Up.
Wonder Woman riding a red, white, and blue burro on the bike path in Santa Monica.
Brian Tyler Cohen tweets, on Elon's Twitter, you are now banned from tweeting publicly available information about the location of his plane because of quote-unquote safety, but you are not banned if you incite a deadly insurrection against the U.S. government. Thank you, Brian.
True. Also, he banned Mastodon's Twitter account.
Yes, you can't post your link.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, well, I assume Stephanie Miller Christmas Elves will be working on over the holidays. You'll let me know what we're doing.
Sure.
I don't even understand Twitter, so just let me know what we're doing next. Okay, Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia.
Good morning, Churchtown prostitute. Oh, geez, I messed up my own name. CPTP's calling.
Sweaty church whore. Hello.
Yes,
hi.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The church whore. So I'm a day late and a dollar short on this, but I wanted to say one of two things. The first thing is, when Trevor Reed came home, why wasn't anyone saying boo about Paul Whelan, and why didn't he grab him? Why wasn't he coming home? And I'm just sick and tired of the whataboutism and with these right-wing a-holes. And secondly, I want to wish you, Stephanie, Chris, and Travis the merriest of Christmas, a happy new year, and safe travels with your girlfriend and meet her family with the big boobs, and also safe travels.
Her whole family doesn't have big boobs. Well, I don't know yet.
How do you
I haven't met her mom.
Well, the girlfriend.
Yeah, it's meet the parents. It's Meet the Parents Christmas for me. Thank you, Lucretia.
Their cups all run over.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you guys next year.
All right,
you guys.
All right. Yeah. By the way, she enjoyed the musical that Paula Poundstone wrote about me meeting her family over the holidays.
Good.
And I sent you guys, I have to share this because thank you for all the love and light everybody has sent.
This is good news.
Yeah.
To my mama because, you guys know over the years how many emergency trips I made home.
Uh-huh.
She had pneumonia, fell and hit her head. She broke her leg. She's about to turn 100 in January.
Yeah.
And so she fell last week, hit her head, and had a small brain bleed, but they let her out right away. And the MRI showed it was fine. It probably just dry up on its own. But, at her age, remember we were talking about, do we get on a plane?
Yeah.
That was, I'm already going this weekend, but I was like, do I go sooner?
Do you go early, yeah.
This, I had to send this to you because my sister, Mary, who does the Lord's work and goes every day, but she just said, well, this was Mom today during the skilled nursing Christmas party. They couldn't actually gather in the big room due to the flu outbreak. So Davina, pictured, and Michelle, the party princesses, brought the party to each room. After eating practically her whole lunch, Mom ate every party treat in sight: cake, ice cream, salami, cheese, some chips. Wow. She was honestly more cogent, lucid, and with it than almost before she hit her head, and even way before that. Amazing. I was there for nearly 4 hours today. We had a great time. She had a long, cogent conversation with Steffi. So for now, I can safely say the indestructible woman is back. And there's a great picture of my mom with Santi. I'm going to meet my girlfriend's family and then go to see my mama. But she's
going
to
outlive
I don't know
you.
How many more miracles mama has left, but she's. But thank you for all the, because I really do read all the emails and Twitter and Facebook love that you send, and I think she feels it.
The fall knocked some sense into her?
Apparently. She probably wishes that I would hit my head and become a Republican.
Yes.
Is this the plot of that movie Powder?
Yeah, right.
Kate in Milwaukee. Hello, Kate.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Lucretia, I have to find out who you are because we live in Milwaukee, too, so you have to find me on Clever Girl 74.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I have to meet up with her. She is a gem. I just was calling to wish everybody a very happy holiday and thank you for all of the amazing work you do every year. You guys are just saints among saints. Well, it's hard work what you guys do day in and day out. You know, like, we can always change the channel or, you know, take a break, but you guys have to live it every day, and it's tough. And
why would you change the channel? Wait a minute, what? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, because sometimes I need a mental health break with everything. That's going
sure.
On.
No, I feel every one of you turn me off. Don't do it. All right, go ahead, Kate.
Okay. When you were talking about that couple that had that were mad about the kidney transplant.
Mm-hmm.
For my own well-being, you got that email. My own well-being, I had to like turn off for a minute. I was, I've never been
these
so mad.
These anti-vaxxers. Oh my God, Kate, we're going to be fighting this for years.
We're going to that in our health.
Yeah, I mean, just
Scott needs a new kidney, and these people are just like, oh, I can get away with whatever. We had to go. You have to go through an interview process, like. It was a no-joke 8-hour day at the hospital with different doctors, different, you know, the social workers. They want to make sure that you have the right support system. And my thought in my brain is we will do whatever we have to do to get him well again. And if you have 11 kids in that house, why would you not want your daughter to be protected from all the other crap that kids bring into the house?
Yeah, I mean, Kate, I got to think, particularly since I'm lucky enough to have my nearly 100-year-old mom, how many people don't have loved ones this Christmas because of... specifically Trump and anti-vaxxers and then what did we call it yesterday with Dr. Redlener? This like anti-science aggression that is, you know, just goes on and is anyway, killing so many people unnecessarily. All right. I wanted to say, by the way, Tristan Snell tweeted, Sandy Hook happened 10 years ago. At the time, people said, how many more children have to die before we do something to stop the killing? The answer, 25,000. 25,000 children killed by guns in America in the last decade, and still virtually nothing has been done. Yeah. So think about those families at Christmas. You know, as I was reading this very sad story, Ellen DeGeneres' DJ, mm-hmm. who happily married 3 kids, killed himself.
Yeah.
And the holidays, I think, are just a tough time. We were talking about all the anti-LGBT stuff out there and that, you know, so if you know someone that's struggling for whatever reason, please reach out. Right, better safe than sorry. Reach out if you can, because holidays are tough. All right, we have, but you know what makes it better? A lot of hot men. So John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks.
All right,
will join us.
Lineup.
And there is still time. You know what? The Sexy Liberal Virtual Tour, the Save Democracy Tour, is something you can see and touch. You can touch your computer screen
while it's
playing. It is fungible. Thank you. So get it as a holiday gift. Mm-hmm. Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour.
Yeah.
The live show from Los Angeles was a triumph of epic proportions.
It was.
That's why I'm wearing the one where Trump's staring into the eclipse for the virtual tour.
It really works today.
Go to sexyliberal.com. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Well. I'm hoping hoping that the girlfriend and I will give birth to Woodles at some point. She's allergic, so we would need a
Woodles.
What's a Woodle?
That's a noodle, a Woodle, a doodle, something that's poodly but mixed with something.
A woolly mammoth and a poodle mixed.
Listen, I already know the best food in the world to feed dogs, and I'm telling you, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, I am never going back to any other kind of food. I thought I was feeding a great food for years, and then I found out meat meal is one of the main ingredients. That is not real meat. Mm-mm. The first four ingredients in Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is meat. It is a freeze-dried raw dog food. Oh my God, they love the taste, and it is full of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies. Dr. Marty, the miracle worker, so says Forbes magazine. He has helped countless dogs thrive. Their coat, their poops, everything, their digestion, and they go bonkers. Yep. Little River Dance for that flavor. For the holiday, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, can I say I have never heard a human being as excited as my sister Mary when she received her gift box of Omaha steaks from me for Christmas. The holidays are here. It's a little bit selfish because I'm going to visit, so maybe I'm going to get some. Gifting greatness. You will achieve it when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. Everybody loves getting this enormous gift box. Omaha Steaks has everything you need. The gift is simply perfect. You get an assortment of mouthwatering favorites, the butcher's cut filet mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and scallop potatoes, caramel apple tartlets. Don't wait. Order today. Beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com. The promo code is Stephanie at checkout. It is a gift right from the heart. If you visit omahasteaks.com, take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, if you use the promo code Stephanie at checkout, you get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Be a holiday hero to your family or friends. Go right to omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie at checkout, 50% off site-wide, plus an extra $40 off. Type Stephanie in the box.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Hey.
Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Super holy,
sleep
yeah.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Okay.
Oh. Sleep in
big thinkers on Twitter. Emma writes, it's a Hallmark movie. Stephanie Miller meets the in-laws. Lesbian edition. Are they all curvy? Do they love giant dogs? What are their political views? Jen Kirkman, get on this script.
Are they all curvy?
I know the girlfriend and her mom hate burping, and the sisters do burping contests. So I will be in that tribe in the burping contest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Tim just tweets, you put the fun in fungible. Thank you, Tim. Thank
aww.
You. That's very sweet. I appreciate that.
That's
I did put the fun in fungible. Thank you very much. Okay. Here's one other Christmas gift, Nancy Pelosi with zero Fs left to give at her last press conference.
Will you commit to serving your whole two-year term for the people of San Francisco?
What is this? What is this? Don't bother me with a question like that. Really? Really? Okay? Is that what I'm going to do? Yeah, I don't. Those kind of questions are such a waste of my time.
She doesn't care.
Oh,
not anymore.
Oh, wait. Just wait.
On government funding here.
Don't ask me about my plans for the weekend, or you know, when you come back, you have another press conference. Yeah. What do you got?
So two heavy on government.
What do you got?
Here we are, close to Christmas again.
Yeah.
You're an old appropriator. Have served on appropriators for many.
Hey, appropriator of long standing is how we say it.
And one last one. Here she is.
This will be one of the last press conferences that we have with you as
speaker.
It could
speaker. Be. And we may have one a day.
Unless we're going to Christmas. But if you just can look back on your decades in leadership, how do you want your legacy, your time serving in leadership to be remembered?
Well, that's a whole subject. Perhaps I'll close with that. But nothing in any of the years that I was there compares to the Affordable Care Act, expanding health care to tens of millions more Americans, 150 million families having better benefits, lower cost, and no pre-existing condition, risking their access, and no lifetime limits, being a woman, no longer pre-existing condition. So that really was central because it's a health issue. It's an economic issue, a financial health issue for families. And it's a values issue for our country. So that, for me, was the highlight.
Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi, Empress of all she surveys, and the greatest of all time.
Did you see her? There was another interview that CNN was doing with her.
I get lunch.
Yeah, while they were eating lunch. And the reporter asked her, so what do you think of Donald Trump? She said, let's not do this while we're eating.
I don't want to talk about while we're eating.
Bobby in North Carolina like that.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Hey. Good morning, everybody. Hi. I've been laughing all night. Now I'm really sore right now. Happy holidays to you guys. I'm going to miss you tremendously.
Thank you. Me too.
I got a couple of things I want to say real quick. First of all, as a guy, and I've been married 38 years, I've had to go and buy women's products for my wife. And I'm not embarrassed about it. But just imagine those guys that are embarrassed about it. Honey, will you pick me up a dildo while you're in Target?
Yes.
It's just not going to go over well.
No.
Price check on aisle three.
Okay.
And when I was a kid, I read What You Always Want to Know About Sex, 15.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about the snake and the clitoris.
Yes, two clitoris.
When I was a kid, and I thought I was cool, I was in a band. So I say, I'm talking about sex. I say, yeah, man, you know, to get a woman excited, you got to rub a clitoris.
All right.
And
okay.
The guys were killing me about that.
All right. Okay. I think being in a band is pretty good guarantee that you will never see a clitoris, but okay.
That's
yeah,
not
I
true.
Can see where tampons are okay, but like a replacement, a dildo, that would seem like, honey, can you get me a replacement for your pathetic, you know, John people saying next.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Early Monday afternoon, the House January 6th committee publicly votes on whether to ask the Justice Department to file criminal charges against former President Donald Trump.
The evidence is there that Donald Trump committed criminal offenses in connection with his efforts to overturn the election. And viewing it as a former prosecutor, I think there's sufficient evidence to charge the president.
January 6th committee member, California Democrat Adam Schiff on CNN. Almost a dozen people were seriously hurt aboard a jetliner that hit severe turbulence nearing Hawaii.
Injuries occur because the aircraft goes down, and if you don't have your seatbelt on, you stay where you are as the aircraft goes down.
Hawaiian Airlines Chief Operating Officer John Snook. Holiday travel weather not looking very ideal for much of the country.
The day before Christmas Eve looks particularly rough in the Midwest, so that would include areas around Chicago, as luck would have it, on the 23rd.
Forecaster David Roth with the Weather Prediction Center. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station. Then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Where Republicans once believed that limited government meant lower taxes and more autonomy, today, limited government means inciting violence against government officials. Following the tragic Oklahoma City bombing, former President George H.W. Bush publicly refuted those who use fear to gain support. In stark contrast, our leaders today belittle and in some cases justify attacks on the U.S. Capitol as, quote, legitimate political discourse.
Representative Adam Kinzinger, 34 minutes after the hour. Wow, this really is hot hunk Friday, is it not?
It is.
I mean, come on, right? The sorbet between Glenn Kirshner and Hal Sparks. Oh, my God.
With Fugle Sang.
That guy is
with John Fugle Sang.
Oh, hi, John Fugle Sang. Hi. Uh-oh, he's frozen, but he's so beautiful frozen.
Oh, no.
I've never seen... Oh, there, okay. He moved.
There he is. Oh,
hi.
He moved. Hi.
Hi, John Fugle Sang. Did you plug him in? Is he plugged
he's
in?
Plugged in.
Okay. Hi, John.
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Hi. Okay.
Hi. My audio totally dropped out. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So we're on the air now, right?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Elon. I hope you're not mad at me. Hi, everyone.
By the way, you gave us some Christmas tips, which are nice. You said, remember, it's not officially a holiday family fight until someone shouts, "We're not fighting. We're discussing." Okay.
Thank you. Very true. Listen, it's a shame. I'm so disgusted walking around my New York City neighborhood and seeing Happy Holidays signage instead of Merry Christmas in all of the porn and bong shops. It's so offensive to me.
You also said, I like how 2,000 years ago Jesus warned us against wealth and materialism, and now capitalism is propped up by his birthday. It's true.
Yeah, kind of funny how that happened, isn't it?
It is. Are we, John, are we going to get, what are we, indictments, something for Christmas? What are we getting, Santee?
Yeah, you know what you're going to get for Christmas? You're going to get Republican politicians making big announcements that are about nothing. You're going to get these bloated, overrated moral mediocrities saying they have a big announcement coming and nothing's going to be there. Now, you might think, I'm talking about gropey McGrifter's softcore gay porn baseball cards that aren't even really baseball cards. My God, did you see? I mean, my first thought, oh, my God, he bought Tom of Finland. It's Don of Finland. That was my first.
Yes, absolutely.
But actually, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Ron DeSantis' big announcement that he's setting up a blue ribbon panel to go after the vaccine and medical professionals in the state of Florida. Ron DeSantis is doing exactly what he did with going after Disney and then walking away, making a big show of shipping these migrants who've broken no laws to Massachusetts, then walking away, saying he's going to arrest all these brown people in their driveways for voter fraud, then dropping that. Ron DeSantis is doing more performative governance, pretending he's going to do something because he only cares about setting himself up as being more anti-science than Donald Trump. For a Republican base, he's already got in his pocket. So in my opinion, Donald Trump's gay porn cards and Ron DeSantis' anti-vax panel are the same exact thing.
Can I just
all show and all fake muscles.
Yeah. Can I just say, we spent the first, I couldn't really breathe the first hour, let alone talk. We were laughing too hard. But you're the first one that pointed out how gay they are. I never even thought of that.
They are.
Those super gay.
Gay.
Oh, my
God. Super gay.
Oh, my God. Chris, hey, by the way, I'll trade you a cowboy and a construction worker if you have the cop or the Indian.
I got both. It's a deal.
Okay. I'll trade you a Trump groveling before Putin in Helsinki if you have a card of Trump calling his daughter a piece of ass. You want to just, we'll just trade him back and forth.
Back and forth. You got it. Absolutely.
Do this all day.
Maybe that's his next announcement, is he is a giant homo with Putin. That could be it.
I mean,
doesn't he always do that YMCA dance at his rallies, the thing where he's doing two hand jobs, you know, the...
He's so done. He's done like disco. Every pundit in America was on my show. What's his announcement going to be? Is he going to announce a running mate like Ted Cruz tried? Is he going to announce he's leaving the country? Is he going to announce he supports Kevin McCarthy? No. He's selling gay porn baseball cards that don't even come in card form.
Right.
That's it.
Pardon me.
Oh, here, Rubes. Come on, Rubes. We're going rubing. Come on, suckers. We're going sucking. My Christmas wish is that we can just shift our energies to stopping Rhonda, because Rhonda is a greater threat to everything we care about than Donna. That's my rule for the new year.
Okay.
Rubes. So many Rubes. Rubes. Please, no Rubes.
Oh, they're all drooling on the clicker and sending Trump their money.
You also...
And he sold out.
Oh, God. There is a sucker born every minute. Yeah.
What a shock.
Mm-hmm. You tweeted Q-Elon, is that what you're calling him, at a Dave Chappelle show. Is like late 90s Trump, desperately trying to get cool mainstream people to like him and failing. Then Trump discovered pro wrestling and that crowd cheered for him. Watch for apartheid McBratface to show up in a WWE ring before Valentine's Day. Yeah, you would retweeted someone saying, Elon Musk said unhinged leftists were booing him at last night at Chappelle's show. I talked to some of the people who booed, and two said it was actually Musk's antagonism toward former Twitter employees that made them mad. And you said 70% were booing, 30% were cheering the people who were booing.
Yeah, that's it. When he came, about 10%. I mean, this guy, he can't keep his lies straight. First, he came out and said about 10% were booing. And then he came out and said a couple days later it was a fight. And then he just dropped it, you know, like the L.A. Hyperloop. I mean, these guys are all the same. They all are just trying to feed their fragile male ego. And I mean, I'm watching. Tell me this isn't Scarface. Tell me that Elmo doesn't end with a big pile of coke on a desk. It's the last of the Scarface for all these guys.
By the way, Travis, wake up. It's time for nerd news. You said Marjorie Taylor Greene does for the GOP what Jar Jar Binks did for episode one, distracts the easily amused from a total lack of narrative.
Yeah. Misa racist? Okay. Yeah, that's it.
It's accurate.
Let's have some reverence for Marjorie Taylor Greene, because the fact is, it doesn't matter who wins in the House. She's going to be the speaker.
Yeah.
She will be the speaker of the House. She will be the most powerful kingmaker, and her voice will continue to be the loudest. She's the screecher of the House. Let's copyright that right now. And I'm all here for it. I want her to be the face of this party going into 2024. Her and Boebert and Matt Gaetz, he's the forehead of the party. But the rest of them can be the face.
Can I just say today's Kevin McCarthy sack is the saddest one.
Oh, it's totally sad.
No. Oh, it's like watching your pets die. Oh, Kevin McCarthy. Oh.
Could I have the tiniest of violins? Kevin McCarthy sidelined out of budget negotiations by Republican senators. He's been cut out of negotiations over government spending, and he's not happy about it. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are working toward an omnibus spending bill with Nancy Pelosi, while McCarthy is pushing for a short-term bill that will expire shortly after Republicans regain the House. But senators are cutting him out of discussions and patronizingly brushed aside his complaints by saying McCarthy should shore up his support for becoming Speaker. Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota, said, I just think for Kevin's sake, even though he's not asking for it, I think some Republicans just feel like we should relieve him of that burden.
Oh!
Okay, we're going to need you to move into storage room B.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Look at that. Kevin, this middle-aged man who has no power over his own caucus. It's going to be gorgeous. I mean, let this guy be the speaker. Let him be eaten by his own piranhas for the next 2 years.
And I love this one. Republicans get cold feet on McCarthy's inappropriate plan to boot Democrats off their committees. This guy couldn't lead a one-car parade at this point. No. He cannot.
I know. Let him do it.
A number
let
of House Republicans appear unwilling to go along with his long-advertised plan to kick, you know, Schiff and Swalwell, etc., off their committees. Nancy May said, I'm not going to support it. I try to be consistent in my values, regardless of who's in charge. Representative David Valadao, Republican of California, said, I've never been a fan of that. Members are elected by their districts. To throw them off just seems inappropriate. Oh, my God. And by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar got thrown off for death threats against their colleagues. So it's not like, you know, this is just his revenge tour, Kevin McCarthy,
That's it. Listen, it's the party of Trump to the bone. And the ones who say they don't like Trump are Trumpy, too. That's all of it. Ron DeSantis is the biggest Trump they got. Let these mediocrities fight each other while Hakeem Jeffries and the crew get 2 years to become an even smoother running machine. And, you know, look, Nancy Pelosi is leaving as the speaker. And I got to say, the most incredible thing she did was end the trope about Democrats being in disarray. In 2017, it wasn't John McCain who saved the Affordable Care Act. John McCain saved the Republican Party. That's why he voted against it. I'm convinced McConnell was in on that. But Nancy Pelosi brought all the Dems together, the progressives, the moderates, the conservative Dems. There's so much diversity in that party. Yeah. And the message discipline and the solidarity. She saved this country when Trump was in his first term. And I think that's her greatest gift she's given us. And we're going to see even more of that. Joe Biden's going to run for re-election at 82, and he's going to have a record to run on.
Yeah, I love that also if he does eke out a win, he's going to be the worst Speaker of the House followed by the best Speaker of the House ever, and it's going to be glorious.
Yeah. Amazing.
I love your tweet.
Makes John Boehner look like Obi-Wan Kenobi, this guy. I mean, he makes Denny Hastert look like Elvis.
Can I just say, personal comedy Jesus, before your birthday, Christmas, I loved your tweet. Spiritual people use religion to become better people. Fundamentalists use religion to pretend they're better people. If ever, it gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and that's the fake Christian problem in the Republican Party.
It's a big Muslim problem. It's a big Jewish problem. It's a big Hindu problem. I say this all the time. Your listeners are sick of it, but it's not the liberal and moderate or even conservative religious people who are causing all the problems. It's the extreme conservative fundamentalists, the far right wing of every religion. They're the ones with the sex hangups. They're the ones who just think God wants women to be second class citizens and that's the natural order of things. They're the ones who think violence is okay if their side does it, because they're on the one true side of the one true God. They're always the bad guys. And you don't have to be a believer to call out their hypocrisy. It's going to be 2 years of Christian nationalism on blast coming up. And I'm just so grateful that, for your audience, for my audience, my patriotism is solid right now in this country because of the turnout we saw in the midterms. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I just have so much more faith in Americans as a voting bloc and young people showing up and all the black women who keep saving our democracy. We're going to keep on fighting. Oh, we're going to check out because we're all burned out, but we're going to keep this thing up.
Speaking of saving democracy, why it's interesting you should mention that, because the Save Democracy Sexy Liberal Tour is a fantastic way to get over your burnout. SexyLiberal.com, the fantastic finale, the live LA show. Because I did want to ask you. You did a show about. You said, "How's your burnout? COVID burnout, work burnout, news burnout. It really is what it is by this time of year, right?"
I got Ukraine burnout. I got Elon burnout. I got K-pop, monkeypox, and Kanye burnout. That's why I need me some sexy liberal Save Democracy tour available at meethook.live. If you need to laugh at all this, and again, man, I'll say it again, it's a good political preachy pep rally show, but above all, it is a strong comedy show.
Yes.
And I really recommend it as a way to kiss this year goodbye.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Dan in Atlanta just watched the Sexy Liberal show.
Yes.
And he said, if you have an NFT of Stephanie exposing her cooter, I think I'd be all over that.
NFT?
We're on it.
It's better. Hold it in your hand.
Christmas elves are on it. I love you, John Fugel. Thanks. See you in the new year. Be safe.
I love you guys. Thanks for a great year. Thanks for some great shows. Paul McCartney's daughter, Mary, is with me tonight on SiriusXM.
Wow.
You guys, great one. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
You
and
too.
And Room Raider gives you an $11 billion for that Christmas tree.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
I had to carry this thing eight blocks. Thank you.
That is fantastic. Love you.
Bye.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Christmas Pajamagram PJs.
Yes.
I have two. I have the Snoopy Christmas pajamas, as you know, the flannels. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, now that I got a girlfriend, the naturally nude red ones are
those are the sexy ones.
What?
Those are the sexy ones.
Oh, yes. They're so soft. It's like wearing nothing at all. I have them in black. I have them in red. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves them. Mm-hmm. And right now, if you order today, Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That is a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Pajamagram does all the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today. They sold out before Christmas last year. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com. That is pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Holy cow! You just blew my mind!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most, like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit getvaccineanswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Everybody get it together. Tom on Twitter says, I got the Stephanie Miller Show promotion codes mixed up while ordering a fun gift for my beloved from Adam and Eve and food gifts from Omaha Steaks. I don't have the heart to tell her, my satisfied wife, the Polish kielbasa was not meant for her. Don't get the codes mixed.
No.
Okay. Kevin in D.C. Yes, D.C. Hi, Kev.
Kevin!
Good morning, everybody. So glad I caught you before the holidays. I forgot that you're out of here next week and well-deserved vacation.
Thank you.
I just had an observation. I noticed that right-wingers, a.k.a. bullies, can't win a fight unless they can rig it. The voters, they can't win elections, you know, by voting fairly. They always lose, so they have to cheat and voter suppress and all that. And Twitter... This cretin, who's a free speech icon, or so he said he was going to be, he can't win arguments without banning people and all of that crap. He took it over just so he could stamp out voices that are against him. So, as usual, and now Trump is reduced to hawking virtual, whatever this crap is.
Yeah.
Once he gets beat down, he's reduced to what he normally regularly is. a mindless, useless huckster. So,
yeah. By the way, don't start laughing, because I laughed the entire first hour, and all of Hal Sparks' Twitter is just laughing emoticons over the NFTs. Yeah. So I don't know how the next hour is going to be either.
It's an hour of laughter.
I await with I'm going to join in the laughter after all, it's the holiday season. And yeah, I'm going to, unless something really horrible, I'm going to enjoy my family and friends. I'm sorry I won't be able to enjoy your lovely voice over the air.
Yes.
But look forward to you coming back January. Well,
you'll be able to, enjoy the ghost of Stephanie Christmas Past in the year in review best of.
Wonderful year of review.
You'll be visited by three Stephanie ghosts over the holidays, and then January 2nd, we'll be
like
back 10, live.
10 ghosts.
Yeah.
Because there are 10 shows.
Exactly, sure. Okay. Rich in Indiana. Hello, Rich.
Good morning, Mama. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Go ahead.
Thank you. As I was getting to listen to John, I was reminded of a little tweet that I had copied down. It says, funny how practically every religion basically says, don't be a D. But ultra-religious people are like, LOL, no.
You're going to be a D. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't be a D. It's Christmas. That's what, Tom Kenny reminded us. Don't be a bag of D's. It's Christmas.
I think Nickelodeon had something to say to him about that.
Okay. All right. I'm most excited about the pillow fight on the over the RNC chair. Pillow fight. Fight, fight, fight. Mike Lindell. Big bag of rats. It's a big pillowcase full of rats.
Going after Ronna.
Here he is. Yeah. Get her.
You know, that's a big problem I have with the RNC, but then I also look back and I think of money I put in the RNC. I'm thinking back now going, wow, that could be single-handedly the biggest waste of money I ever spent, maybe in the last 6 years.
Really?
I was going to say.
Not since I rented that kiosk at the Harmar Mall have I wasted so
sure
much.
I'm sure he got his business off the ground at the Harmar Mall.
That probably wasn't the worst decision
he
ever made.
I can think of, just off the top of my head, I can think of three other worst decisions.
This is the most ridiculous party that has ever existed.
I can't take these people serious.
I'm upset at both ends. Who's deciding where the money goes from the RNC, what bit they have left. But then now you come up with all these things that they're spending on that should not be even on the report. She should be ashamed of herself. I mean, this is, you know, when I asked the 168, why would Ronna even run if she loves her country?
Yeah.
And you failed, and failed. Well, now I guess I'm seeing why. Ego, money. What else could it be?
Karma.
Don't fight. You're all, oh, my God, so awful.
Yeah.
You're all equally losers and all equally awful. Okay, even funnier than Trump's non-fungible, what did John call them, soft porn, gay porn cards?
Trading cards.
Was him talking about his second term.
Here's my plan. First, within hours of my inauguration, I will sign an executive order banning any federal department or agency from colluding with any organization, business, or person to censor, limit, categorize, or impede the lawful speech of American citizens. I will then ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis or disinformation.
Oh, so he's going to ban Elon Musk? He's going to ban censorship?
He's going to...
I don't...
He's just going to say you can say whatever you want. You can lie and say whatever you want. That's my policy.
Can I hear that again? Within hours of my inauguration. As president of your prison block?
A guy can dream. Stephanie, you're taking away his
hopes
and dreams.
Within hours of my inauguration. Okay. All right. Oh, God, I got to hear the NFT stuff again. We'll do that when Hal gets here. Okay. There's not going to be a lot of talking. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get your money's worth word for word next hour, because Hal and I are both just going to play the announcement again. We're going to laugh. Oh, good luck to us. It's the last hour before vacation.
Good luck.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.